Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily, and I mean mightily, moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord has told us the truth all along because he loves us. Anybody that takes time and study his word in faith, they can benefit from every promise they believe. Your job is to believe God. There is an enemy out there in attack mode against you. Not only against you, but against your happiness, your well-being, your family, your children, your parents. All along, throughout all the generations, all the way back to Adam, the enemy was trying to destroy your ancestors with deception, allure them with the bait of the world, the lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life. And then he does his accusative work. Once he bait people and get them to do something that they shouldn't do, all his bait has a trap side to it. And the trap, when people are trapped, they can't get out. It's going to take God. It's going to take faith in God's word to overcome the trouble that they've gotten themselves into. And sometimes people were trying to do what was right and other people got in trouble. And when they tried to help them, they got swindled into it. That's why I use the word swindled into it. Because when you get in trouble, the people that love you are going to try to help you. And if you don't get to the root cause, you involve other people. Now, and people hadn't figured this out yet. That's why in the 80s when I was going to church, a certain church I went to, good church, and progressive, and the people loved God. But that was sometimes a teaching that God sent problems to make you grow. But it's not God who sent the problem. If you ever read the book of Job, God was not behind the problems that Job had to face. But when you study the book of Job, when you read the first and second chapter, it was the devil that accused Job before God, that hindered him, that killed his family and had evil men steal his possessions. All the things that he feared came upon him. So all these things are illustration. Whatever you fear will happen. You will cause it to happen by fearing. Otherwise, the Lord can protect your life. He provided angels to watch over you. But when you speak God's word, now the angels go to work. When you do things Satan's way, you're hindering the process of your angels. You're hindering your angels from helping you. And you can't see the angels and you can't see the demons or devils that work against your life. They are invisible. But that's where your trouble originates. And he uses the ignorance and weakness of men to help you get in trouble. Now, I'm saying all this for a greater purpose. People, they have such a hard time figuring out why did this happen to me. And I'm going to tell you. You were born in a warfare. You were born in a war zone. Now, if you lived in Syria, where there's a civil war going on now, or Iraq back in the mid-2000s, early 2000s, when there was a war going on there, America against Iraq, and some people were actually born in the war zone. So all their life, they seen missiles come and blow up houses. They saw people get killed. Now, most people have never, in this country, they were never in the war zone. But when you talk to people who lived it, it's a terrifying way to live. But every person born, hear me good, every person born is born in a spiritual war zone. And these bombs, they don't explode like natural weapons. They're worse. People are tempted to do the wrong thing
And what happens is they make decisions. And those decisions set a pattern that can't be reversed unless you get to the root cause and stop it. And sometimes before that happens, people are so confused, they don't know what to trust. Now, the easy way, out of all I'm going to say, the easy way to get out of your misery is to trust the Lord now, from this point on. It doesn't matter what you've done or how you thought in the past or the evil things you've done or the good things you've done. Trust the Word of God now. I'm talking about the Holy Bible, the King James Version, or any print of the Holy Bible. I say in a print because there's the time deal. It's written, it was translated in other languages. But most American ministers that I know, we love the King James Version. It's translated in the old version of English. But they didn't, it has, we trust the way, we trust the scriptures. You know, they didn't leave out the blood scriptures. And they have a new international version, a new revised English version that's easier to read. But everybody needs to have the original King James Version. You can get used to the old English, or you can use it to compare. And you can get used to the old language style. The Holy Spirit will help you. It's more accurate. But nevertheless, study the Word of God. And fill your heart with His Word, have faith in it, and you can come out of your problems. And when you do, is it worth it, preacher, to do all that study? Well, how much of the ditch do you want to crawl out of? I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm an old man. Well, I'm not old as some, but I'm 55 right now. And if you never learn the things that you can learn, you're not going to ever be as be you, your life will never be like you really want it to be. So I say it is worth it to learn all you can. Out of all the things that I can do and all the places I can go, hear me good, and all the things I can buy, I treasure nothing more than my relationship with the Lord, the ability to talk to the Lord through Christ. I believed on Christ as my Savior. That's why I'm righteous. And now I can go to the Father and hold a conversation, and I can ask Him. And I study His Word so that when He talked to me, I can believe Him. God will not say anything that He's not said in His Word. He will not say anything opposite to the Word that was revealed by the Holy Spirit to holy men of God. People that live the character of God, God, He set them apart. And gave them the revelation that we enjoy called the Bible. And when you believe His Word, now you'll believe Him when He comes and talks. See, the Word of God is the pattern. And the Lord don't deviate from the pattern. My mother used to make dresses. She didn't deviate from the pattern. And when it come out, she had her dresses looked like the picture on the little package. With the material she used. But I mean, it's shaped just like that pack. That pack. She didn't leave the pattern. Well, when you study the Word of God and you solve your problems biblically, you didn't leave the pattern. But the Lord can tell you what people are thinking against you, or what people are plotting, who to trust, who not to trust. He can point out your real friends. He can show you. He gives people dreams about what people are planning to do before they marry the wrong person. And sometimes they marry the right person and the enemy accuses the right people. And I want to talk about how fear works. But first I want to say this. When you trust the Lord and His Word, you can undo what Satan has done. And you will see and know for certain that it was the enemy who did it. And if you love the people who did you wrong, You got your power back. The way you get out of a ditch, you got to do it by loving God and loving man. And when you love people that once bullied you, aggravated you, hindered you, you get your power back. And you don't have to be afraid of them anymore. And you can go forward. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. If you hear something that just fits the bill, you want to hear it again, newlivingletters.com. It's on the audio 4 page. We got 4 audio pages. And you can text it to your phone, your smartphone, and your laptops, your device, and you can listen to it whenever you want. It'll be on your device. And everything on my website is free. It's not my website, it's God's. And he don't charge for his knowledge. And I'm not trying to sell anything. The Lord told me, let not my people lack knowledge. And I love people. And the Lord gave me a way to get his knowledge to others. I'm not trying to make money on this. I want you to have his knowledge. It's important. Now, listen to the heart of God. This is Psalms 34, verse 16. It says, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Now, that's true. Those are people that just will not do right. They love evil. God is against the evil. But guess what? He loves the people. And he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to die in our place. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, so God is good. Verse 17, the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Now, this is an Old Testament scripture. Jesus hadn't died yet. But for us, he did. But watch verse 18. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as of a contrite spirit. These are people that they know that things went south, and they want better. They want God's love. They want to do things God's way. The Lord is near to them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. And you know, concerning Christ, verse 20 applies to Christ. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Now they killed Christ they attempted to kill Christ on the cross, which he really laid his life down for you and me. Nothing man could do could kill Christ, because he didn't have any sin. The only kind of people or angels you can kill are those with sin. You can't kill a real angel. You can kill a fallen angel. you can't kill them, but they're going to be trapped in hell. But you can't harm a person without sin. But they brutally tortured him. And you know, that's why we say by his stripes we're healed. He paid for your healing. Not only your physical body, but the chastisement of your peace was on him. So if things went south, you can worship God and you can get your joy back. You can sing praise songs and the walls of your life will fall down. Now, I want to explain something. A lot of people, the enemy plots and plans. Sometimes people do things they shouldn't do. You know, if a man cheats on his wife, and that, you know, that upsets that sin, the enemy used it as a weapon of war. And he goes out and he sleeps around. Eventually, they're going to find out. He'll produce children. And then, you know, the mother has the anguish of embarrassment. Everybody that she knows what he did against her. And there's an animosity. And some people handle it better than others. But that was designed by Satan to really to devastate not only him, but her and her family. That shames her dad and her mom, his wife's dad, his in-laws. It shames all of her siblings, all of her friends. Know that this man hurt my friend. The abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So this man's daughter will grow up And it can influence his children. Especially if he never repents. And they won't, you know, little children say, why would you choose to do something like that? But the devil don't look at it that way. And he tempt people wrong. People set things in motion and it won't be reversed. But you can overcome it. What would the Lord have me to do? This already happened. You can get your vision back. If you look at the people, anytime you look at people, they are limited. They don't have full strength. They don't have full logic. They don't have full knowledge. They don't see the damage that's coming with the problem they're creating. They started out just trying to have a good time. And the enemy groomed them that way with what they saw their friends do, their parents. If their parents never took them to church, they never developed a resistance against evil. This is usually done in the young years when people are supposed to take their children to church. But some people refuse to take their children to the house of God. And then even if they do, there's a percentage of people that will find fault with the priest. This is not new. There were some people written in the Old Testament, they argued with the priest. And they had the dinner table, you know, verbally roasting the pastor and his wife and others. And I'm going to tell you something about speech. It all looks good from a certain point of view. So the children learn to disrespect spiritual authority. And then they make decisions. Whatever has gotten in their heart, however it got there, that's where they make their decisions from. But the enemy he hides the fact that it's going to be bad. And if you're not scripturally educated in the Word of God, you don't know how to break the cycle. But people try anyway. Some people that are fearful use fear tactics. People that are hurt, they speak it. They speak from a hurt. They have a hurt point of view. They're trying to protect themselves. But people who walk in love, they see things for what they are. And then they encourage people in love. And they're the people that can show you that this is not going to turn out like you think. And sometimes, if they have a godly character about them, people only listen to people who have a godly character. When it comes to people departing from sin, people don't want to let sin go so quickly. But a person of influence, a person that loves God, they have more gravity than a person who will do anything. Because when the chips are down, they do you right. When they have problems, they still do you right. When you do them wrong, they do you right. And what happens? They gain rapport with you. So when they say, hey, if you do this, it's not going to work right. That words have more weight because they show love and consideration in the past continually. But when people that try and do everything, they think everybody has an angle to get something that they want. And they'll say, well, you're just like I am. I ain't listening to you. Who are you? But when you live the godly life, and then the Holy Spirit is involved, people that live the godly life, they involve the Lord. They pray for people so that God can give them dreams. I ask the Lord to give people dreams. You know, I go before the Lord. When I pray for people, I say, Lord, how do I pray about this? I pray in the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit helps my spirit to pray perfectly for the person. Preacher, does that work? It always works. I've been a child on the other side of this. I was not always a Christian. My daddy was a preacher and my mother taught me the Word of God. She was his wife and she loved him. And they loved God. And I would hear her praying for me and the family every night. Before she got into bed to lay down, she would get on her knees and pray for the family. And a lot of things I didn't do because I saw her praying for the family. And I didn't want her to know that I tried some of the things I tried. And guess what? Some of the things I tried were just wrong. And I knew it. But I wanted to try it. And when I tried to do what some of my friends did, it wouldn't work. And sometimes what they tried wouldn't work because our parents was praying. Sometimes I should have got killed. Didn't. Because why? Because my parents were praying. It works. So you can pray for anybody you want. We are priests and kings. That's why the enemy is afraid of true Christians. Because we can reverse his works. We can get people out of his snare. Now, understand that when people do wrong, if you learn anything from the Lord, if you start loving people like God said, love them. Now, Jesus said, treat people the way you want to be treated. Now, that makes sense to everybody. But Peter came along and preached something better based on something else Jesus did. Jesus died for us. He said, now, you've received the love of God and salvation through Jesus Christ. Now, you go out and you love others just like he loved you. Now, if you love others like he loves you, you're going to learn some things that you cannot learn any other way. You're going to learn and see that if you choose to love people in their worst condition, you learn not to take what they do personally. It's offensive, it's wrong, it's mean, it's violent. But your love, I'm speaking from experience. And the only people that will learn this are people who will do this. I had such a joy as I obeyed God that I didn't see the people as my threat anymore. There's nothing, as mean as they want to be, they can't stop me from succeeding. They can't kill my life and they can't hurt me. They're just angry people and that I shouldn't trust, but I still love them. And I tell Satan he can't work in their life anymore against me. And then I minister salvation however I can. I pray for them sincerely. It's not feigned love. It's not just something to get me out of my ditch. But I'm sincerely trying to help them live too. I'm not mad at people that breathe air. I'm mad at Satan who's behind the root problem. And some people are too weak. If you give them money, they're going to buy drugs or alcohol. So that's out of the question. But I still want to help them. I can pray many things. I can pray, you know, the best thing to do is pray what the Lord put on your heart. If you really don't know what to do still, pray in the Holy Spirit. And just learn to be sensitive to what the Lord might give you to say. See, people are not cookie, you know, it's not like a cookie cutter. People are not like robots. Different people require different things. And the Lord can give you what'll work. If you see the tackle box of the average fisherman, he usually has worms and all sorts of hooks and different types of weights. He has steel leaders for some sorts of fish that he wants to catch. He has artificial bait and sometimes live bait. Why? Because different fish respond differently at different places, different depths of water, different seasons. In the summer, you may fish deeper. In the winter, when in the heat of the day, you may fish deeper. And sometimes in the winter, where the water's warmer. And sometimes in the morning, you may fish shallow. Different fish like different things. Sometimes there's times that the fish eat flies, so you fly fish. But when fish are on the bottom, you take the floats off and go to the bottom. Sometimes just if you know the depth of the lake, just above the bottom. Same thing with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit knows the person that has caused you problems accurately. And he knows whether you can help them or not and how you can help them. And some people, in this season, you may not be able to help them like you want to. But you have to pay attention to the living Holy Spirit. And then forgive them for the mess they made and stop looking at it and start looking at the Lord. Now, when you look to the Lord, that's why I say don't look at people. Look at the Lord. You'll receive healing for yourself. You'll receive the scriptures will help you repair what's been damaged. You may not be motivated to love, but if you receive God's love, you will. Every time you receive God's love, you want to do what he did to you. You want to be good to others like he's good to you. It's a natural response. But if you keep looking at the mess somebody made, you'll go through life and that mess will control your life. And you won't even see the blessings God has already given you. When people set things in motion, it stays in motion. Some people raise their voice a lot. They were angry. They didn't get the job they wanted. And then they're bossed around by somebody they don't like. This was common in the 70s. And then they bring their work home with them. And they talk to their family that way. Well, the children grow up with somebody who's acting just like their daddy's boss. Their daddy acts just like his boss in his house. So that's the child learn the patterns. And they see how people submit to that kind of act. And that's how they communicate. Everything you choose and see started somewhere with somebody. That boss is still wrecking that family. Meanness. Out of control. Where did the boss get it? You know where he got it. He got it from Satan. If you're somebody's boss, you don't have to be ugly. I had a boss, he said, I can go out there and ask anybody and get him to do anything I need him to do. Because he cared about the people. And they knew it. And they respected him. And he didn't have to threaten them. He didn't have to belittle them. He talked to them like he wanted to be talked to. And they would do it. So what kind of skills would his children have? I'm sure they'll be a lot like his. a man that's kind. That his children be raised thoughtfully. And they'll consider other people. They'll be kind. They see the value of being kind. The person that's mean, you can get things done being mean. But to what cost? These tactics don't die. They continue. They get in the character of your people. And Satan will use it like a tool in his hand. And hateful things, it's harder to get out of things that when a person's not willing to love. They are the slowest to learn God's word. And sometimes they can't learn it. They become evil. You can trace it all the way back to one person. And guess what? On average, we make 1,000 decisions a day. 1,000 decisions. So if your persuasion is love in the first place, you're not going to make perfect decisions, but they will be better off. The faster you start loving God and learning from him. See, learning of God, and I'm not asking you to go and do the work that it would take to be a doctor. You know, a doctor has to do so many hours of studying to become a medical doctor. But this is what you're going to do. If you study, if you want to know the Lord, read a chapter every day. Something, whatever you want to read. And if the Lord puts something on your heart, please read that and study it. Ask him more about it. That's how you get to know him. Studying and praying. Praying and studying. When the scripture, it can be one verse. I told a friend of mine a long time ago, find a scripture and think about it all day. Just one scripture. Just think about it. Now, what if you did that with a chapter? In some people's job, you know, you can listen to the word while you work. That's even better. If you're a truck driver, you can listen to the word while you're driving down the road. I'm going to tell you, the day will go by so fast. I do it at work. I work on vehicles. I work on cars and heavy trucks. And sometimes you can't hear too good when they crank those trucks. But most of the day, I'm listening to the word of God, and it takes the edge off. And then I ask, sometimes I just spend a whole day praying and let him train me. And that's so valuable to me. You can come out of all your troubles and master it and know how not to get in, know how to minister to other people with the same situation or similar situation. And you know how to secure your life to not do and fear what your parents did wrong. Our vision can be altered when we turn our heart to the Lord and fill our heart with his love. Then it becomes easier to receive and understand his will.